Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
It's been approximately 4 years now since AGCO introduced their brand, the orange-colored tractor. And with me to talk about how things have gone with the brand and what are some of the new things from AGCO is Todd Stuckey. Todd, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the company.
I'm the general marketing manager for the AGCO brand. So basically, I'm in charge of the whole tractor line for, I call it the orange tractors, the AGCO brand. We brought the AGCO brand together and we introduced the AGCO brand in 2001. It was a combination of the White brand and AGCO Alice brand, and we put those two together and called it AGCO. At first, the brand started to take off, but it really didn't really take off until we put the new technology in the tractor. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. There's really three key things in the tractor, and each of these things save each and every farmer money. And if you're out there driving your tractor today, go in and see your AGCO tractor and ask him about one of them. The number one thing is the transmission. We took our CVT transmission, AGCO owned that technology in our Fendt brand, and we transferred that down to the AGCO tractor. CVT technology means you can go any speeds. There is literally no gears in that transmission, and you can go whatever speed you want at very little loss. It's got less power loss or parasitic losses than a power shift transmission. The net effect is fuel savings, efficiencies. Two efficiencies. One is you can always be going at the maximum speed, so you get more done in a day. Two is you save on fuel. And right now, fuel is a big thing. The other thing we did, we bought an engine manufacturer. It's up in Finland. It's called Sisu Diesel. And now AGCO owns their own engine. Well, the Sisu engine is only made for off-road applications. This engine doesn't go into any vehicles. What that means is the engine is big and heavy and strong. And it also, it's very efficient. In agriculture situations, you really use low RPMs and high torque. It's very important in an engine. Well, that's why our engine is designed. So if you put that engine with the transmission, put them together, you get a very fuel-efficient tractor. And we're seeing right now that our new tractors are 25 and 30% more efficient than our last generation tractors. So that's a huge savings for the farmer. And the last thing, the key thing in the tractor, is the convenience for the operator. We know that these tractors are run longer hours. Used to a 10-hour day was a big day. Now it's 20 hours a day. But when you're sitting in the tractor bouncing across the field, we really try to improve what's in the cab. One, cab suspension, nice smooth ride. Two is a headland management system. This headland management system controls all your hydraulics. So when you get to the end of the field, you can push a button. It will slow the engine down, raise your planter up. You can turn the tractor, hit the button again, and all your hydraulics go to work, and you're back working. It makes it very simple to operate. And then the last thing is we integrated the auto guide. Auto guide, auto tracking, we call ours auto guide, very important now. It allows you to sit back, let the tractor steer for itself. So, Chuck, those are the key things in our tractor technology, and because of it, our sales are just really taking off now, and our feedback from the customers has just been very, very good.
Well, I think also important to any company is the distribution system and how you handle customer relations, too. Can you talk a little bit about how that has developed? You mentioned good customer feedback, but how you handle it, how distribution has gone for this new brand of tractor and how you're handling your customer relations?
That's a very good question. What we're doing is we came up with the cornerstone brands, and the AGCO is going to be a cornerstone brand, and Massey Ferguson, our sister company, is another cornerstone. And then we also have the Challenger organization. So basically in North America, AGCO has three strong cornerstones. They're pretty much geographically separated. The AGCO tractor distribution and our dealers are very strong in the Midwest. And that comes from the heritage of Alice Chalmers, Gleaner, White, Oliver. Very, very strong in the Midwest. Massey Ferguson traditionally has been strong around the outside of the Midwest, and we call that the donut belt or the banana belt or whatever. That's where Massey Ferguson's very strong. And then the Challenger overlaps both of our markets, and there's some places, West Texas, some of the other places that neither one, AGCO or Massey's not strong, and that's where Challenger's very strong. So with that is we're really focusing on a distribution system for AGCO Corporation where we can cover the whole U.S. and have solid cornerstone brands that offer tractor combines and all the implements.
Thank you very much. That's Todd Stuckey with AGCO Corporation talking about how the AGCO brand of tractor has developed. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.